Diane, The Secret Years, by Simon Simmons and Susan Hill. It was in February 1997. She was sprawled on one of the sofas in her private sitting room at Kensington Palace, and I had adopted my customary and comfortable place on the floor, propped up on the large stuffed fake hippopotamus in front of the hearth. We had been laughing like drains as she recounted another little story about her life. The real thing. Her version, not the tabloids or Buckingham Palaces. Yet again, there had been a TV program that evening which had got things all wrong. She dabbed at her eyes with the Kleenex, laughed again, and ordered me one day to write a book and tell it like it is. "Oh, they'll say I'm the nutty princess and that you're the nutty psychic," she warned quite cheerfully. "But I want you to tell the truth. It'll be about time." The Daily Mail journalist Richard Kay, one of her other close friends, was with us as we watched the documentary. Diana had been particularly amused during the program by the neat turn of her butler Paul Burrell's calves, for he had been filming wearing livery during his days as a footman at Buckingham Palace. But her request, indeed demand, for truth from us was utterly serious. She was so tired of the misquotes, the misunderstandings, and the misjudgments. That afternoon, she was quite entertained by the allusions in the program to her extravagances and sulks. Previously, such reports had often angered her. But by then, she had become strong enough to laugh sometimes, and to appoint me as the person who was one day to correct the distorted image and to explain her. By now, she trusted me to tell a different and more truthful story. I made her a promise then, and I am keeping it now.